easiest way to remember us is just 99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
John Potter, live and local. Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. In studio with us for this segment, Marla Morris. Hey, Marla. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Well, how was Mexico?
Well, I haven't been there in about a year, but I'd like to go back with this weather.
Oh, is that where the Cabo Wabo
came
from?
Yep, that's it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Marla is executive director of Austin's House. How do you describe Austin's House, Marla?
Well, there's a lot to it. We're a nonprofit emergency shelter located in Douglas County, right on the border of Carson and Douglas. And we provide care to kids that are from birth to 18 years old.
A difficult job to do, huh?
Right. All the kids that are there, through no fault of their own, but are there because they've been abused or neglected in the state or the tribes have found them unsafe in their homes, and so they need a safe place to go.
It's focused on tribes, you say?
There's tribal kids that come, and there's also kids from Child and Family Services. So we take kids from all over the area through social services that are in homes that are unsafe. And there just aren't enough foster homes in all of rural Nevada.
Tragically, it was set up because of intense need, I would imagine. How many years now has Austin House had an open door for kids who were neglected or abused?
We've been open since 2007. So early in the 2000s, the CASA, court-appointed special advocates, and judges in Douglas County realized there was a need to try to keep kids in Douglas County. And so this was established to do just that. And the great thing about being on the border like that is we can take kids from Douglas and Carson to stay in their own schools. But beyond that, we actually serve all of rural Nevada. So all the 15 counties outside of Clark and Washoe, all those kids can come and benefit from Austin's House.
And it's not government, right? This is all a private run nonprofit.
Well, we are a nonprofit. We do charge a fee for service to the state and tribes, but that's less than half of what it takes to care for the kids. And so we really are dependent on the community to help us.
Okay. You know, I'm reading your review. Do you know Google does reviews on nonprofits? Have you seen your reviews?
Do I want to hear it?
Well, yeah. Let me see. You have 10 reviews, an average rating of 4.4. That's darn good because the top rating is 5. Richard writes, wonderful, compassionate care for children that need a loving and safe place to stay while waiting to be reunited with family. Sadra writes, they're working hard to keep the children safe and happy. How do you keep them? Number one, how do you keep them safe? Is this location hidden from the public, or where's safety come in at Austin's House?
We aren't exactly totally hidden. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. But we don't have our address out there on our website.
Good. Yeah.
But we are open to have people come and tour, especially when we don't have kids. We don't have people come and tour when we have the kids there. By design, we don't have a we don't have any signs on our building or signs on our car so that the kids can also have some anonymity when they're dropped off or the school bus is there so that nobody knows what it is. But it's locked for people to be able to come and just walk in, but it's not locked. You know, it's not a lockdown facility, but we do have some safety things and cameras to keep it safe so people aren't coming there that don't have a need to be.
The reviewer says safe and happy. How do you keep those kids who have been through such a trauma? How do you keep them happy or make them happy?
Well, just like your own kids or grandkids, we supply everything that it takes to do that.
Like what?
So some of these kids will come through the door with nothing but the clothes they have on. Some will come even with no shoes on. And so what we do through the generosity of our donors is we supply them with all the clothes and shoes and backpacks and haircuts and everything to get them ready to go to school if they're school-aged kids. And like we have Christmas coming up. So that's a big deal. And supplying all the Christmas presents and just trying for the time that they're with us to have them feel safe and loved on and just have some normalcy and kind of change some of those things that maybe their past looked like with all that trauma that you were talking about, mm-hmm. to just have it be some good memories so that this portion of their life, however long they're there, weeks, months, we have had a couple be beyond a year, that they have some positive memories from staying at Austin's House.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what the average stay was.
Well, it's gotten longer and longer because we talk about that shortage of foster homes. So although we were intended initially to be emergency shelter care and just keep kids for a short time, these kids are staying with us months and months. And in some ways that's good though, because then there's some continuity with their school. So many of them have gotten behind in school and they're able to actually catch up, so that if they're with us a semester or longer, then they can get those credits and really get that foundation for when they go on to a foster home or are able to go back and reunify with their parents.
Who brings these kids there? The police?
No, they're all social workers or caseworkers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you got to keep them safe and secure. So that means blocking the offending parent probably from being in contact with the child.
Once
different
it's safe,
cases, different,
yes, yeah. Every case is different. But once it's safe, we actually have a visit room that's at the front of our facility. And
oh,
so if it's safe, then parents can come and visit, or if siblings that aren't placed there, they can come and visit there. We have attorneys, court-appointed special advocates.
Wow.
Everybody can come and visit with the children while they're there and try to get them all the services that they need. While they're with us, we get them medical and dental and vision and all those things checked out, because so many of these kids, you know, that hasn't been a priority for their parents. And while they're with us, it is a priority. Being in school and getting all the health needs met, that's a priority.
Where did these kids go before 2007 when you started?
They were leaving the area. So many times that would have to be to go to Reno or go to Las Vegas or go farther down in rural Nevada. Right now, there's a shortage of foster homes all over. And so that's why we open our doors to anywhere. It's ideal if kids can stay in their own communities and own schools, but there's just not enough foster homes. And so if anybody out there is compelled to be a foster home, that's another great thing, is contact, you know, the counties or state where you live and become a foster parent.
You say this is more and more now. Is this an epidemic now? Cruelty toward children, abuse, neglect?
I don't know that it's worse than it's ever been. I actually retired from Child and Family Services after 25 years, and that's what I did prior to running this shelter. I think it's just more community awareness. People are more aware now, and
are
they know that there's resources, and so they're more apt to say, hey, this isn't okay, and I want to get involved and try to help this family.
God bless you. This might be tough for you to answer, but could you paint us a picture of what some of these typical cases have been through your door at Austin's house? Could you tell us a story or two about some personal past children who are there and why?
Sure. So without giving specifics, because like you said, there is confidentiality.
Right.
I think for the majority of our kids, there's drug or alcohol issues involved with the families. And so there's a lot of neglect. So they come to us and they don't have, several of the kids actually right now have severe dental needs because that's just not a priority for the families. Some, like I said, will come to us with, you know, little or no clothing, or the clothing that they have is just clothing that we can't use. Maybe they have bed bugs at their house or lice at their house, or it's just, you know, so neglected at their house, mm-hmm. that we just have to start over with them. And so at our place, every kid gets their own bedroom. They have nice sheets and bed in the bags. If you go to, you know, we can get to it in a minute, our Amazon wish list, you can see that we outfit every room specific for that child, and they get a nice throw blanket and stuffed animal and just make it really warm and welcoming for every child that comes through our doors.
It's Austin's house. Who is Austin?
So Austin is a young man that actually died by suicide early in 2000s, and his family put together the Austin Kirby Foundation.
Why the suicide?
Well, they, right, what's the connection?
How old was he? You say a teen?
Yeah, a teen in Douglas County. And so we were going to be called Carson Valley Children's Center. And his family with the Austin Kirby Foundation came forward and said, if we supply you with the last of the seed money, would you be willing to name it Austin's House? And it's like, of course, what a wonderful partnership. And to this day, we continue to be supported by the Austin Kirby Foundation. And they're our single biggest benefactor. And So it's great being Austin's house. And if you come in for that tour I was talking about, you'll see a picture of Austin in our entryway. We're really proud of that connection with the family.
So is the connection he committed suicide because of abuse and neglect?
No.
Oh.
No, it's just they established the family. There, so there's no connection with suicide in our facility. It's just that's how the Austin Kirby Foundation was established as a result of that. And then that's where they wanted to pour their heart was
wow.
into this community.
What a story. One more segment with you, Marla. Folks, if you have questions for Marla Morris and this whole subject, 884-9910, number to call. And as Marla said, she's looking for support here. And we'll get into how you can help out Marla and this wonderful place called Austin's House. I'm John Potter. One more segment with Marla, then we'll do Open Topic, 884-9910 on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 11:16.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Talk, 99.1 and 92.3.
Hey, friends. Welcome back. Welcome back. John Potter live and local in studio with Marla Morris for one more segment, Executive Director of Austin's House. Let's go to the phone with Christina. Christina, calling from Reno. Christina, I'm glad you called. Go ahead.
Yes, I was just wondering, I am an adoptive mother of two. And I was just wondering if there's opportunities to maybe volunteer with your organization.
Hi, Christina. Thank you for calling in. The best thing to do would be to get a hold of me off the air through either my email or my phone, and we can talk about that and what that looks like for you. There are opportunities. We're even looking for board members right now, if that's something that you feel, and we could talk about what that would mean.
That's awesome of you, Christina, to offer to help. That's just the call we wanted. Appreciate that. Anything else? Do you have any kind of experience with this topic?
It's something I'm very passionate about. And like I said, I am an adoptive mother of two small children myself. I've been a foster parent for over 5 years. So it's just something I'm passionate about. I really love helping children, and I think that there's a large need for more people to reach out and help.
Well, God bless you.
Can I give you my phone number, Christina? Because that we are looking for people like you, and that's the kind of caregivers we have at Austin's House, people that feel, you know, they're called to this for whatever reason. They have a passion. They have experience in it. They just have a heart for kids. And so my number, the best way to reach me is 775-267-6711. You can also email me directly. That's Marla, M-A-R-L-A, at austinshousenv.org.
Great. Thanks, okay. Christina. Have a good day.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, stay dry. Age range of these neglected, abused kids, Marla, what age range are we talking about here at Austin's House?
So all the ages. We take from birth to 18. Fortunately,
oh my gosh, really?
Yes. Fortunately, there's more homes for little ones. And so our niche is usually the teens because teens are hard, right? We had our own teens that are kids or grandkids and they're hard. So we usually have a house full of teens. So right now, actually, we have 8 kids with 5 of those being teens in the home.
What do they do all day?
Well, every other Saturday we have equestrian therapy where they go out to between horses and humans and get to be with horses. We have Parade of Lights coming up at Christmas. We have just kind of what you'd want to do with your own family. You're looking for activities that are free or cheap, or we don't go all weekend because just like a regular home, we don't want to set it up like, we want it to be like a home. There is going to be some downtime too. When it's nicer weather, they're outside playing in the water, going for a hike. We go to the park a lot. Sometimes we'll take the kids and go to In-N-Out Burger.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Might bring somebody in to do an art class.
Do you give them chores?
Well, not like a regular home chores. Every weekend, everybody has to change their linens on their beds.
And yeah.
So, yep.
Make your bed and wash your face.
Yes.
There are two things. If you do those every day, I think that's very important. Wash your face and make your bed.
There you go. I'm a big bed maker personally, but with all that these kids have been through, we don't enforce them making their beds every day, John. But they kind of keep their rooms how they want to keep them. And then on the weekends, they say, okay, guys, let's kind of clean this up. Mm-hmm. Teens all learn that valuable skill of doing their own laundry.
Board games?
Oh, yeah. We have all those. And of course,
what's the most popular ones with the kids?
Well, let's see. We recently went through a whole bout of chess because we had an avid chess player.
Look at the big brains.
Uno is probably the most popular and probably easiest one to cheat on. So I think that's why they like. I think that's why they like to have Uno. We've served over 500 kids since we've been open. I mean,
God,
that's a hard
you.
One to wrap your mind around. What that takes to pull that off, and you can only imagine the food. You know, one of the ways people can help is if they want to get involved with donating food or money towards food. I mean, you can only imagine what our Costco and our Walmart bills look like.
You have a wish list. It's on Amazon. What's on it?
Correct.
What do you need? What's on this wish list?
Well, that's a way that everybody can help make Christmas special for our kids. So there's things on there that are specific for each child, and there's also things on there that go for the home. So whatever a family is inclined to want to donate. We go through a lot of bedding. The bedding, we like it to look nice and fresh when the kids are there, and many times we can reutilize that. Sometimes we'll just send the bedding with the kids so that when they go home, they have a nice set of sheets and comforter on their bed at home.
All right. How can people help, say, monetarily or with items with that wish list? They go to Amazon, right? And they get them to you that way?
Well, they go right to our website. If you go right to our website, okay. austinshouseenv.org, right on the front page, you can see how to make a Christmas special. And you click on that, and that'll take you to the Amazon wish list. And then from there, you can choose whether you want to have it to your house and drop it off to us, or what's really nice is just include a little note that it's from you and have it shipped directly to us. Real easy. You put it in your cart, and you don't even have to leave your comfy home today.
That's great. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else, Marla?
I think if you follow us on Facebook, that's a great way to find out what we're doing. Look at our
website. Yeah, I'm on it. I'm looking at pictures of your pumpkin painting.
Oh, yeah.
What a big thing there, huh?
Yeah. And then we just celebrated a birthday. I think that's on there. Birthdays are always huge at Austin's House. Every kid gets to pick what they want to have for breakfast, what they want their dinner to be, what they want their cake to be, and then they give us a little wish list of presents. And so that's always fun to see what they put together for their birthday. Maybe it's, I want pizza and French fries.
Sure.
And so it's like, okay, if that's meaningful to you. Last little guy, he wanted to go to McDonald's. So everybody traipsed out of the house and had McDonald's.
Nothing wrong with that. And I have a speech to make about McDonald's after the Fox News break in about 3 minutes, because Bill Maher said something about McDonald's, and his guests were just horrified that Bill Maher said McDonald's tastes good. Well, damn it, it does.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, I was a foster home in Denver, Colorado, Jefferson County, Colorado, for a few years. And I want to say, sometimes this is the first birthday present they've ever received, or Christmas. They've never had a Christmas
absolutely.
Before. So it's, you know, it's a really big deal for
well,
them.
I know
first
you're...
time anybody's saying him happy birthday.
Right, exactly.
Oh, really?
Yes, many times.
I know you're executive director, but being around those kids, you got to be part-time or almost full-time therapist, right?
Well, I'm all things. It's kind of...
I mean, no, mentally affecting these poor kids and what they've been through, I just can't imagine.
It's tough. The stories we hear and the things that they share, it's really hard, and it pulls at your heartstrings, right? It pulls at your heartstrings just mm-hmm. hearing about it. So it really pulls at your heartstrings if you work doing it day to day. And we have such special caregivers that really love these kids, and they do this because they want to. And for those, you know, for the listeners out there, your wonderful listeners, another opportunity that we have coming up is Giving Tuesday. I don't know how much people know about that, but that's a global way to give. And one of the ways you can give is to Austin's House, and that's on December 3rd.
I'm glad you're around. I'm glad this place
you.
Is around. Marla, thank you so much. Marla Morris, Executive Director, Austin's House. Just Google Austin's House. It's all there, and you'll see how you can help.
Right.
So Keep up the good fight, Marla. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Good to see you. We're going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter. Open topic then at 884-9910. We'll be back with you in a few minutes on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time,
1129. 99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
That's what we do, live and local. I'm John Potter here every Saturday at 9 to noon. 884-9910, number to call. You can talk about anything, but I want to say something about what was on social media this week. There was a little video that went around, a little viral video, and it was Bill Maher, right? It's from his HBO show. It's there on YouTube, and he's there with his panel that included Andrew Cuomo's little brother and two ladies. I forget who they were. And Bill Maher says almost accidentally that McDonald's food tastes good. And these three other people on the panel, they all go, ew! Oh, how can you say that? And those things, you know how there are people, they try to appear cool, and so they're really like, oh, no, I wouldn't do that. Right? When you know they'd be right behind you at the drive-thru, and you know it, right? So there's obviously, that's what's going on. And Bill Maher, he said, no, we have to admit that it tastes good. McDonald's food is delicious, right? And then there's this, pressure. So then he buckles a little bit, right? And he goes, I wouldn't eat it. Of course. No, I would never eat it. No, I never. Oh, no, I never do. But it does taste good. Well, here's the thing, and this is maybe why I'm not a big national TV commentator. I can't even get on local TV anymore, right? But I do eat McDonald's, and I eat McDonald's because I like it. I don't think it's bad for me. I think, and this is simplistic, okay? Shows you I'm a moron, but I think that if you eat a balanced diet in moderation, you're going to be fine. Whatever the heck you eat, right? We are omnivores, humans and bears and what else? Raccoons and dogs, really. Humans, bears, raccoons and dogs. We are like the omnivores of the world. I don't care what it is. We can freaking eat it, right? And like if you're one of those little bears out of Australia, those koala bears, they eat eucalyptus leaves. What's for lunch today, Mom? Oh, eucalyptus leaves every day of your life. Like if you're a bird, okay, what are we eating today, guys?
How about we eat bugs?
We ate bugs yesterday.
We're going to eat bugs tomorrow, too.
That's what they do. The overwhelming majority of species have very focused and specialized diets, right? There are certain types of animals and insects or whatever that can only feed on very specific plants and animals. That's it. And if they don't have one of those, they freaking starve. Not human beings. We got all kinds of teeth up here. We can eat. And so eating a variety of things, I got to figure, is how we're wired. And this notion that like a quarter pounder with cheese is bad for you, it's bull crap. Good and bad when it comes to food is also subjective and has to do with how much to eat.
Well, John, they're saturated fat in a quarter pounder, you know, with cheese.
Yeah, they're saturated fat in a lot of things, right? Are you going to have steak? Yes or no? Tell me how that steak is somehow magically better for you than a quarter pounder with cheese. And what I think a lot of this is, it's like, well, virtue signaling, that's a term we don't really use anymore. But when you like walk around with your nose in the air, like I'm better than somebody else because I do better things. Here's the deal. You know what? Boy, I'm talking like Biden. If I was a candidate and only people who went to McDonald's voted for me, I'd win every freaking election there was. And you drive by a McDonald's and you don't see a line at the drive through, you let me know, okay? For having sucky food that's not good for you, a lot of us dumb people like to go eat at McDonald's and other drive throughs, right? Don't stick your nose up over somebody else's food, okay? Unless it's Jell-O. What the heck is it with Jell-O? Let's go to the phone and talk to John, calling from Sparks. Say, John, good morning. I'm glad you called. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to bring up a point. You made me think about something that I read this morning on X. You talked about not being able to get on news anymore, or television anymore. I think there might be a way for you to do that.
How?
Well, apparently MSNBC is taking a nosedive big time.
Oh, I heard this rumor that they are going to sell MSNBC. And what's the other rumor? Elon Musk is kind of interested in buying MSNBC. Is that right?
Well, it's not a rumor. He's considering doing it. Oh. Now, if Elon does it, it's going to change from MSNBC to X. And I was just thinking, well, gosh, you know, maybe you could be a pioneer and be have your own television show on X. And there you go. You get started that way.
Okay, well, if this happens, I'll always remember you, John, as being the first to tip me off to this. And I will get my resume tape together right away. Let me see. E. Musk. I'm going to write the cover letter tonight. All right, John, thank you. What you doing for Thanksgiving?
You know what? We're the family that can have different political views, and we all get together because we're enjoying the family. So we're all going to be together, and we're all going to have prime rib, turkey stuffing, the fixins, as Jerry Evans says, and we're just going to enjoy ourselves. We're not going to talk about politics. We're not going to talk about who won or who lost or any of that stuff.
Bravo.
But we're all Trumpsters, so it's going to be a great thing.
Bravo, John. Thank you for the career tip. I much appreciate that, sir. All right, take care. We had dinner, my wife and I. As I said, we just came back from a week at our timeshare, and each night we had a different guest, couple, and I looked personally for people who are good to converse with, who are very smart people. And we talked to an engineer, and he brought his wife, and a teacher brought her husband. And last night we had a travel agent and her husband, a prison doctor. And you know what? They're highly political people, but we made it a full half hour. I looked at my watch, by the way, during our dinner. It took a half hour. We resisted talking politics. We worked at it. We tried hard. We brought up every other topic we could think of, and we lasted a half hour until the gates just blew open. My wife said something, and then it goes from there. So half hour. I personally think that's pretty good. All right. Email. John, I just discovered you on 99.1 FM last Saturday. Didn't know you had a radio show. I appreciate your views so far. I may have missed your take on marijuana and on race. Care to comment? Many thanks. Enjoy your show, Ted. Thanks, Ted. Why would anybody care what I think about? And plus, I really don't give in-your-face, hard-headed opinions. I've never fallen to a hard right or a left side of things. I am really, my religion is common sense. That's it. Okay. And honestly, like I said, nobody cares what I think. I'm just like any other guy out there. I have opinions, but they're not more important than anyone, really. Any disagreement that I have with others or express on the radio is done in a soft, considerate, quiet, and respectable manner. I truly do listen more than I talk, and I do change my mind when I further research or listen to a reasoned and common sense argument from the other side. Truly, I actually was, you know, I was a true liberal up until I think it was 2014, when I began to see, working in TV news, how the media that I worked in was not fair when it came to political news and never gave the other, always the conservative side, any fair play or equal coverage. And when they did give coverage to the conservative side, it was slanted, it was negative. And I realized then that all I had learned from the news media up until then was basically one-sided. And usually I didn't hear the other side. It wasn't presented. And when it was usually negative when it came to the Republican viewpoint. You know what? Like the election we just went through, every story about Kamala, smile, positive. Every story about Trump, the frown on the anchor and the negative news, not his proposals, which a lot of people needed and voted for. Here are my three most passionate opinions on those subjects. Ted, is it? Okay. First off, marijuana is widely considered non-addictive and safe. Those assumptions are dangerously wrong, in my opinion. Number two, racism. I believe that the demand for racism, i.e. the constant reminders that we are a racist country that you see in the news media and school classrooms and from the far left, I think that the demand for racism far exceeds the supply of racism in America today. We have advanced far past the crimes of yesteryear. And again, the demand for racism from especially news media far exceeds the supply of racism in society today. I think for all of us to just get along, we both, white and black, need to ignore race and treat each other how we would like to be treated. But so many liberal and progressive white folks have fallen under the spell that we are racists and will always be racist. And the media and progressive teachers have taught us to be ashamed for the so-called sins of the founding fathers. There are so many self-loathing white people in this country. They focus exclusively on the negatives of America's past and crimes that we corrected. And to them, our shame for those crimes will never be enough. But we have come so far. Over the last few decades, the United States has been closer to racial unity and acceptance that it has been ever since its founding, and you'll find more unity the further you remove yourself from number one, the media, and number two, academia. And I'll say it one more time, demand for racism far exceeds the supply of racism in our society today. And for peace and love to thrive, all of us need to ignore race. That's what liberals used to want us to do. Remember, ignore race. And to me, that's good. Now they play it up. Unfortunate. Okay, it's 11:46. One more segment to go. I'm John Potter, live and local. 884-9910 to get your calls in before I take off here. So we'll take a break. Be back in a few minutes on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 11:46.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Hey, welcome back. John Potter, live and local. Look who came to pick me up today from the studio. It's Mrs. John Potter, although she still goes by her maiden last name. Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Hi, dear. It's good to see you.
Now, this is very revealing today because Kathy and Craig knows this. I tell them this all the time. You have never, I've been on this 2.5 years doing the show. You've never once listened to it.
That's because I'm usually still sleeping.
And watching
the news.
And because you get enough of me already at home, I think you said one time, right?
She can neither confirm nor deny
it. That's true. There you go, Craig. I don't want to confirm that.
So we had a good week in the timeshare, huh?
We had a great time down there.
I'm exhausted. I tell you, everybody was lively and fun and everything worked perfect. This is one of those rare trips where we didn't have anything go wrong, so it was very nice.
It was great, and the power didn't go out.
Right?
He didn't lose his phone or his wallet.
Oh, did you hear that story about leaving his phone in Bishop?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
She reminded me of that every half hour, you know.
Only after we found out, because usually says, Kathy, where's my phone? Do you know where it is? And I said, well, let me call it. And I said, well, it's not here. Yeah. And this is like 2 hours from
outside
Bishop,
of Bishop, yeah.
Outside of Bishop. And so he uses my phone to call the restaurant. Sure enough,
See, she's suspicious because I keep my credit cards with the phone. She's suspicious that these phone disappearances are kind of planned events so that she has to cover purchases with her credit. Oh, I'm serious. She really kind of thinks that sometimes.
Well, you lost it just before we had to pay our big insurance payment.
The insurance thing. So the insurance was due. I always wait till, hey, don't we all wait till the day
the
before?
Yeah.
I don't wait until the last minute,
oh,
but my
yes,
husband
right.
does.
You're perfect.
I told
of course.
You to pay that before we went on vacation.
So we go on the insurance company website to pay. Of course, I don't have my cards. I have to use her cards to pay the insurance. And this is her home. It's not my home. It's hers. And so we open up the home policy on the insurance company website, and it says, "Hi, John." And Miss Suspicious over here thinks that I'm trying to abscond with her house because the insurance company, where's my name on it? Why does it say, "Hey, John and Kathy"? Hi, John. Why? And we had to call the insurance agent to tell you that it was just just an informality thing. You know, doesn't mean anything. I haven't snuck your house into my will or anything like that. So... anyway, so
he hasn't taken out any extra life insurance on you, in other words, right?
I don't know that.
See, but I guarantee you she's going to look. Okay, so
he's been watching the ID channel where
what
husbands put, yes, insure their wives.
Well,
and they don't know about it.
Well, the ID channel can be somewhat educational.
Except if you kill me, it'll be the first thing they check to see if you had a large insurance policy on me.
Yeah, that's true.
You wouldn't be able to get away with it.
That's true. Anyway, so you never heard this radio show before. Never have. Our last guest.
When I come to pick you up on the rare occasion.
Yes.
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. Well, you came in here and you said, "Why are you whispering? This isn't how I usually talk." Listen, I'm exhausted today, but you think that compared to how I talk at home, I'm whispering? Like I yell at home all the time? This is my regular voice.
It is your regular voice. I'm the one that usually yells.
Got it. Finally got the
John,
admission.
Get your feet off the couch.
Yeah. Listen, we don't... sometimes I call... us, the squabbling seniors, because there are things. What do we squabble about?
You know, usually about, "Honey, where are my glasses? Have you seen my glasses?"
And well, I say, then I get
I'm
the
not
lecture.
I'm not your mother.
Yes. Well, then I get the lecture. How come you always lose your glasses? Why can't you keep? Okay. So that's, I guess, the number
I've
one.
I've threatened thing. To get the ones that have the little hooks on the end that we can
well,
put
I
around
lost,
his neck.
I lost the like thing that goes around my
like
neck.
Like a noose.
Yeah. So, listen, this is why I only buy my reading glasses at the dollar store. I can afford to lose a dollar pair of reading glasses. They're spread out all over Reno, you know.
Well, now it's $1.25. It's not a dollar
right.
store
anymore.
Oh, yes.
And even though they're $1.25, when he breaks the thing at the nose or whatever. Up. Yeah, he tries to duct tape them together. And I say, why
oh,
can't
you don't
you,
have to tell
why can't you just
about,
get
we don't want to hear that.
Out another
no,
pair?
No. Okay.
What it is true.
What is it with you and TJ Maxx? I don't get it. There's nothing in that story we need. And no, the pasta is not better at TJ Maxx. But why do I have to keep going in there with you and look around at the same stuff? They never change their merchandise.
Well, you know I don't like to take you shopping, no matter where, Costco.
She
he says, "I'm getting in line now."
Well, that's
to
the
let thing
you
is,
know.
And the thing is, he's either got the car or the truck, so I have to stop shopping.
Craig, she has to stop at every shelf at Costco. I mean, just to look at it. And I do finally say, I'm going to go to the checkout, oh. Connor. I believe in just getting the
right.
bare minimum of what you need.
Are you coming with me? Yes. Are you going? I'm going to the line.
Okay. Well.
Whether I'm ready or not.
Yeah. And
it's probably a good thing, though.
Hey, Kathy, have you found the app on your phone? Because you don't even have to go through the line. You have the app, you scan your items, then you pay for it right from your phone. You can walk right to the front door.
That's too complicated for me.
Yeah, we're seniors, you. Okay? Just keep out. Or they're passing you notes now. What does that say?
Oh.
Marla, what is it?
Shopping with a husband is like hunting with the game warden.
I like that.
That too. It is. Yeah. It's like, you don't need that.
Well, we do have some things in common, and that is our love for the three cats.
Yes.
And we miss them terribly during this week, and Craig probably can't relate to that. Everything is okay at home, right?
As far as we know.
All right. Well,
we'll find out in about an hour.
Yeah, you'll come up with some issue. Yeah. Something is where it shouldn't be. Yeah.
He gets mad.
Did you have a house sitter?
Well,
we have a cat sitter.
A cat sitter, yeah.
She doesn't stay at the house the whole time, but she comes and sees the cats every morning, changes their litter box, gives them their treats. And the best thing is, though, if she can find them and they come out, she takes pictures of every cat, tries to get cute pictures, and sends them, sends them to us on our phone. It's,
you know what? I don't think our audience is really into
cats.
The cats.
Well, then maybe not the cats, but I know people who are into their pets just like that, where they have, they go through withdrawals of their cats or pet dogs or horses, their sitters do take pictures.
I'm only going to say one thing that's slightly political.
What?
I am the ultimate childless cat lady.
Well,
I spent all my time seeing with my career, so I'm the childless cat lady.
That you are, my dear. All right. Hey, it's been fun, folks. Thank you much. I appreciate you tuning in. I'm John Potter, live and local. Talk to you again on next Saturday, 9 to noon, 99.1 FM Talk. See ya. Bye-bye.